This is WSKG News. Several races for Congress in upstate New York were expected to be competitive, but Republicans won those comfortably. Some experts say the GOP winners in the region got a boost from Donald Trump's name at the top of the ticket. And as WSKG's Monica Sandresky reports, having Republicans control all branches of government could mean more leverage for upstate residents.
Out in western New York, the incumbent Republican Tom Reed beat out Democrat John Plum. Reed was one of the first congressmen to endorse Donald Trump. Trump took much of upstate New York, so did Reed, except in Tompkins County, where Ithaca is. Like Trump, Reed extended a hand to people who opposed him.
You know, obviously, philosophically, many people disagree with us, but at the end of the day, we represent everyone.
Once the next session starts, Reed says one of the first items on his agenda is to reform the tax code. Further east in central New York, supporters of New York Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney welcomed her victory in the congressional district that covers Utica and Binghamton. 2 years ago, she primaried for the same seat but lost to the incumbent Republican Richard Hanna. But for her, the second time's the charm. Hanna announced he'd retire, so she won the primary and beat out the independent candidate, businessman Martin Babinek, and the Democrat, Kim Myers. It was a brutal campaign, and Grant Rear says Tenney will have to decide what kind of representative she intends to be. Rear teaches political science at Syracuse University.
Does she try to become kind of the Michelle Bachmann, a strident voice for a particularly point of view, which is way out on one end of the axis, or is she going to try to pull in her wings a little bit on that and be part of a governing mainstream?
That's a question many House Republicans will have to consider. In the past, Tenney's described herself as a Donald Trump before Trump came on the scene. She did not gain the endorsement of the GOP establishment, but that didn't stop her win.
We've stood up for our principles, and we're going to try to move forward and bring everyone together to move to Washington, which I'm sure is going to have many more twists and turns than Albany has had. I'm hoping it's not going to be, it's going to be a little bit different experience in the majority.
Tenney's used to being in the minority in the state assembly, but hopes when she's in the majority, she'll bring more clout to the region. Jim Twombly is a political science professor at Elmira College.
If you're in the majority party, it means a great deal of what we used to call pork coming back to the district. I mean, they can't change state and local tax policy, but they perhaps can create a federal tax structure that is beneficial to a business relocating to a rural community or to an economically stressed community.
That's a big concern for Binghamton resident Tashima Wooden. She feels high taxes are preventing new businesses from moving in.
We need to focus on bringing some jobs back here so that people can make a decent earning wage and be able to afford housing here.
Out in the Hudson Valley, Republican John Faso won against Fordham University law professor Zephyr Teachout. Days before the final count, polls showed Faso 6 points ahead of Teachout. And in the Syracuse area, GOP Congressman John Katko held on to his seat against Democratic challenger Colleen Deakin. Monica Sandresky, WSKG News.